Hey, everybody. Before I get to the episode, I want to take a moment to address the June 24th, 2022 Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. This decision stripped away the right to have a safe and legal abortion. Everyone should have the freedom to decide what's best for themselves and their families, including when it comes to ending a pregnancy. This decision has dire consequences for individual health and safety and could have harsh repercussions for other landmark decisions. Restricting access to comprehensive reproductive care, including abortion, threatens the health and independence of all Americans. Learn more by visiting podvoices.help. If you're able to support others, please consider donating to abortion funds. I encourage you to speak up, take care, and spread the word. Today is Monday, June 27th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I just want to say, I suck at reading scripts. I don't want to draw too much attention, but I feel like I wanted to do my part. What little I could do. So I'll just leave it at that. I'm going to probably put that in for the next week or two, even though my reading of scripts sucks. So, yeah, we had a weekend, and, you know, Mark and I are getting ready for this trip. And so there was mainly a lot of that. So we did record. Well, there was a lot of Pride 48 stuff, first of all, and I've talked about that, but I set up technical training registration form. I, you know, reached out to John Ong and made sure that he was able to help out with the technical training. Daniel and I created the schedule last week. And then over the weekend, I needed to send out an email to all of the podcasters and let them know what their schedule, you know, what their slot in the schedule was and what the what their user ID and password and the settings and what applications to use and give them links to all the training videos. And I decided the mail client that we, or the mail program that we use, not program, it's a web-based, but the web-based email that we use has a mail merge feature that I've never used. Now, in the past, I've created a form letter and then myself manually, you know, I'll set little fields where name, you know, show name, date, time, blah, 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 things that need to change depending on, you know, who you're emailing it to. I gave myself big, you know, field tags that I could, you know, see. And then every email I would personally go in, open up a new email window, cut and paste, you know, or copy paste. And then I would go in and fill in the blanks with the name and the, you know, show name and all that kind of stuff. And as is the case with most automation, there's always that decision about, is it going to take longer for me to automate this than it would have just for me to manually do it again? But I decided I wanted to learn how to use the feature, even if it took me a little bit longer to do it. I wanted to learn how to use the feature. Maybe I need to do it again. You know, maybe if, when I send the next email, you know, maybe there's a little bit of change, you know, based on the person's name or, you know, whatever that I need to do. And I'll know how to do it and then it'll be faster. So I spent a couple of hours probably. I don't know. It probably did take me longer to do this, but I set up I had a template that I revised from a previous year. I proofread that thing like 15 times. Also, I had Mark proofread it. I had Daniel proofread it. I set up these fields that it's going to replace as it sends out the emails. And I And so I had to create a spreadsheet from the schedule with like their name, their email address, their show name, their time, date, time, yada, 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 like all that kind of stuff. And so anyway, I did that. So just to proofread the spreadsheet, I cast the schedule on the TV and had Mark look at the schedule, and I read him the spreadsheet, and he compared the date and times and show names to what was in the schedule. So I did everything I could, and I don't think I made any mistakes. I'm sure, I mean, I don't think I did, but every time I think that, there's always something that I did wrong. But anyway, regardless, you know, I attempted to not make any mistakes. And so anyway, I did that over the weekend, but I mostly did that on Sunday, because Saturday was Shop for Europe Stuff Day. And so, and also I mowed. No, I mowed on Sunday. So sorry, it was Shop for Europe Day and it was Pokemon Community Day. So we got up in the morning. Mark got up before me, as he always does. I mean, I had stayed up really late doing Mix Minus. We recorded, because after Mix Minus, I watched something on YouTube or something. Like, I wasn't sleepy yet, and so I watched something, and then... Anyway, regardless, I did some stuff. And anyway, so I got up a little bit later. We just went and got McDonald's. It was past breakfast by the time I got up and took my shower and everything. So we went to McDonald's, got food. I tried a Big Mac for the first time ever. I have never had a Big Mac. It was all right. It wasn't bad. I mean, it's basically like a McDonald's hamburger, but just two of them stacked together, basically. Other than the sauce, which, you know, who doesn't like a Thousand Island type sauce? It's good. I'm never a fan of fast food lettuce. It's hard to describe because it's a taste. When I used to work at Subway sandwiches, the lettuce came in these, it was already shredded, and it came in these plastic bags. And when I took it out of the plastic bags and poured it into the little bin that we used, you know, I always thought it smelled like the plastic. And I couldn't tell if it was like a chlorine sort of scent / flavor or a plastic scent / flavor. But it just had this weird chemically like bleh. You know, I didn't like, so I never would get lettuce on my Subway sandwiches. But then as I started going to other fast food places, I noticed the same sort of, you know, the same sort of crap. Weird taste, weird smell, like of the lettuce. And Wendy's is not, because Wendy's, and you know, I worked at both Wendy's and Subway, but I will tell you, I don't know what Wendy's does now, although I think based on eating their food that they do it the same. We would get boxes of whole heads of lettuce, not in plastic, in like a cardboard box from the farm, basically. And we would cut the head of lettuce in half, maybe quarters even, and we would drop it in ice water to wash it. And I say ice water, I don't know. That's how I remember it. Might have just been water. But we would wash it, you know, put it in the sink, fill the water up, let it, you know, wash, pull it out, and then we would pull off individual leaves of lettuce to go on the burgers and put them in a container for the person who's making the burger to pull out. And it needed to be about the size of the palm of your hand. So that's why you kind of quarter the head of lettuce, so you get a piece that's about the size of the palm of your hand. And those did not have a weird flavor, in my opinion. And I'm okay with lettuce on a Wendy's burger. But that shredded lettuce that you get at like Taco Bell, McDonald's, you know, Subway, they always have this weird, it's like they shredded it somewhere else and it traveled in plastic, and it tastes like a Ziploc bag. I don't know. Or chlorine. I'm not really sure. Like I said, I can't really tell. So we had McDonald's. We played Pokemon because it was Community Day. And then... I got about 5 shinies, which is good because I'm a shiny collector. And then we went shopping and I got 2 pair of shorts from American Eagle. Mark says I have this thing for floral patterns. There's nothing wrong with floral patterns. I feel like they're in style. I mean, I go to stylist shops and, you know, that the young kids go. I don't know. Actually, I don't know if young kids go to American Eagle. I'm not really sure. Hollister or whatever. There are floral patterns there. It's not a grandpa pattern, is it? Anyway, I got a pair of swim trunks that have a floral pattern on them, okay? They're shorter than I normally would get because apparently short shorts are in now. And anyway, then on Sunday I mowed and then we did some other stuff. I don't know. I did a bunch of pride, but that's when I sent the emails. We did our grocery shopping. We got our travel size items for the trip and we're just doing a bunch of planning. So it was a busy weekend. Busy. Oh, and we watched the newest season of Umbrella Academy while we were doing everything else. So, all right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
Lovies, this is your Auntie Vera Charles, or your Auntie Scott, or Scott, or just don't call me late for dinner, reminding you that the Pride 48 live streaming weekend is happening July 29th through the 31st, 2022. We hope to see you there in the chat room for an amazing weekend of live LGBTQ+ podcasting. For more information, head on over to pride48.com, where they've got pride just flowing right out every orifice on there. It can be unpretty at times.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.